they think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Happy Monday. Hope you're having a good one. Talked a lot of basketball in the first hour. A little UFC, a little TV, a little bit of everything. We got more good stuff, though. Don't worry.
Plenty of stuff.
You know what's going
on? It's the most NBA we've talked in a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay with not talking a ton of NBA.
Yeah.
So, what else are we going to do? We're going to talk about how Peter King says the Texans and Chiefs are the favorites for Tony Romo. We're going to do that every time somebody writes that. And haven't we said the same thing about that pretty much every day, every week for the last 3 weeks? If he gets cut and he's willing to take a pay cut. And now it says he's willing to restructure his contract to facilitate a trade. Good luck with that, too.
Yeah.
So.
Someone was, here it is, Gabriel. Was the DeMarcus Cousins trade on the same level as the KG trade? I mean, I would say no, because Al Jefferson is a really good basketball player. So, to me, that's sort of the difference. It was seven guys for one. It's not the same. It's not the same. And Garnett was also going to a team that they felt like was one player away, and they were right. I don't know if the Pelicans can feel like they're one player away.
Yeah, there's still a lot to build around that. Soccer Bilal asked the Pelicans doing a Spurs formula. Cousins and Davis is the next Robinson and Duncan. I don't think either one of those guys, though, are Robinson and Duncan.
Yeah.
Hey, Davis may be close to Robinson eventually. But, yeah. 281 says, the Blitz, all the edge of a six-month-old razor. 281, all the intelligence of a barrel of hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Should we be edgier? Yeah. John, are we not edgy enough?
Perfectly edgy enough.
I kind of thought we spent a good chunk of time pulling out a knife and cutting the balls off the entire Kings organization.
Oh, you know why we're not edgy or intelligent?
Why?
Because I made a Trump joke.
Did you?
About grab her by the...
Oh. I don't think they got that.
I think that's where...
This guy, it would go right over his head.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. If that's the best he's got. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in on the HRNP listener line, I'd be happy to take your job. Take your call. Excuse me. I was reading a tweet about, speaking of, well, Bill Clinton. But get back to the Romo thing, though. I'm sure he's trying to get the Cowboys to trade him to a team he wants to go to, so he's willing to redo his contract. I just don't think that's going to make any sense. In the end, he's going to have to get cut.
Going to get cut.
Yeah, and that's the best thing for everybody. And then he can pick and choose and decide on how much of a pay cut he's going to take. And, yeah, if you're the Texans and he's willing to work for an affordable amount that you can bring him in, absolutely, I would do it. I'd still rather see him make a move for a younger guy who might be an answer, but I guess this team's at a position now where if you have a guy, and I still think, in all honesty, I still think he breaks. I don't think he can play a whole season. And when that happens, you're back to Osweiler and Savage.
Yeah.
So
not great.
Kyle wants to know, why do these idiots listen then? I don't get it. They just like to tweak us. That's all.
Yeah.
Man.
And survive.
That's all right. I'm more than happy to be tweaked. I prefer when people are going to have healthy disagreements. I like those. And my favorites are, you guys suck. What do we suck in particular?
Everything.
Yeah, okay. Just curious. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. So that's it. I'm allowing one negative text per day. So okay. That's the one. So if you're one of those people who just keeps trying and trying, your day's over. Try again tomorrow.
We'll be here.
Yeah. And in the next
day. Only Monday.
Yeah. See, if you text something that we can have fun with, great. We'll do it. But just, you suck, blah, blah, blah. Man, that's no fun. You got to be more clever than that.
You can at least tell us why we suck.
Yeah. But that's all right. You probably stayed in sick today and didn't go to kindergarten. I
Fred,
get it.
It's President's Day. No one's staying in sick.
Okay. People actually take off today?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't take off.
No. I wanted to.
Oh, you did ask that Friday.
Yeah. I mean, seems like a good reason to take off, right? What's going on, John, with the college basketball tournament?
Yeah, that was a very weird email you sent us.
So we're not going to be on the air, right?
You will be on the stream and on the apps, on the app.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Yeah, I think there needs to be some discussion about this.
Like, I could be actually watching the tournament games that day. If our show's not going to be on the air to like be rated, I mean, because it's not like we're not going to be able to do live commercials, right?
Actually, they are selling live commercials into the stream.
They're selling new ones.
Yeah, I don't know if they're selling new ones, but they're selling. There will be commercials and live reads within the segments.
This is a horrible idea.
Yeah, I think this is something we need to have more discussion about off air. I need more details before we go into this, because it seems silly to me to have these games on that we should be watching and talking about at some point and then have us on at the same time. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But
get him, Fred.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it off air.
Talk to your management buddies.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I have no idea. You want to work a little baseball talk in?
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Well, if you got something else.
No? Well, what do you got? What's baseball?
I was going to play a game here. I was going to make it kind of fun.
Okay. I'm okay with
six fun. Divisions in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You rank toughest to easiest entering the season. And I'll tell you what USA Today said about it.
Toughest to easiest in baseball.
And I mean that depth of division, okay? Not just
right,
one not good
just
team.
Like, they're at the top. Like, so it's not like this would be the toughest one to win.
Right, most competitive. How's that? Is that better? Most competitive divisions.
Okay, that's good. I'll go. I still feel like the AL East might be the toughest.
And you would be correct. Number one on the list. And basically, unless the Rays suck again, there's not any easy outs there. Jays are still going to be pretty good. Yankees, they're reloading, but they're still good. The Red Sox have spent all this money. Orioles, that's a good division. Number one.
Number two, NL West?
They have them number three.
Bah.
But you're kind of counting on the Rockies to improve, though, because Dodgers and Giants are good. Diamondbacks have been a disappointment. Padres are useless. So if the Rockies are kind of...
Would the next one then be the AL Central?
See, no. It would not be the AL Central. Number two on the list is your American League West.
I feel like the Central's tougher than the West.
I think so, too, although the White Sox have kind of sold off everything. They actually have the National League Central fourth. I think I would have that higher up on the list.
I think think I would too. National League East is last, right?
Yes, National League East is last.
That's the one that's easy to put into
place. They have AL Central fifth. So
the AL Central has the Indians, the Tigers, and the Royals. That I don't think any of those teams are bad, and I think the White Sox are pretty decent.
Well, except the White Sox traded away
their
best pitcher. So to recap, AL East is one. I don't disagree with that. West is two. I think that's too high. NL West is three. I think that's too high. NL Central's four. That's too low. AL Central five, also too low. National League East six.
Dead on.
Right where it should be.
Yeah. I think my rankings were the accurate ones.
Okay. See?
Sorry, USA Today.
That way you got a little baseball in, but you got to play a game out.
I did like to play that game. Yeah, I think the AL West is solid, but I think it's kind of a two-horse race. I don't know that Seattle will be as good as they were last year.
Well, that's the thing. I think they're a little overrated, and I don't know. I mean, I have the win totals at some point we'll get to this week. I want to think the Astros are going to be really good. I'm just worried they didn't do enough for their pitching staff. And they have said they probably won't do anything before the season.
Okay.
Oh, here's a good point. If you guys are going to be streamed only during the tournament, does that mean you can use cuss words since there will be no FCC laws?
I'm sure that's what it means.
Okay, so we can put that in the positive category to doing this. Although, I don't want to get in that habit because then when you get back on air.
Yeah, that's not easy.
You can't just turn that off.
Yeah, I don't want you guys to go too crazy.
I just want to watch basketball.
Yeah, that's the point of the tournament, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll discuss. Let the people know what happens.
Talk to your manager, buddy. Get this settled. Get this sorted out.
All right, we'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in. We will have a giveaway sometime in the next two segments for Sam Houston Race Park. Good crowd out there Saturday night. We had a lot of fun. Speaking of USA Today, they've done their projections for the tournament. And see if you agree with their number one seeds. They got Villanova, Kansas, Gonzaga, North Carolina as their top four. Is it just me or is Gonzaga a little bit phony?
Well, Gonzaga hasn't lost, so it's hard to call them phony.
No, but I mean, I don't.
I think they're going to be a massive favorite going into the tournament, which I don't agree with. So it's hard for me to call them phony because I think they're really, really good. I just think they're probably the fourth or fifth best team in the tournament. And not the best, like everyone will think they are. Villanova is an interesting one for me because I think this Villanova team is still really good. I don't think they're as good as last year because they don't have a big anymore. But they won a game this weekend where they shot 67% from the field. And if you combine that fact with the sentence I just said before,
yeah,
that they don't have a big.
Don't need one if you're going to shoot 67%.
I mean, it's absurd. They've got the most ridiculous guard play, and that'll take you a long way. But I just worry that they're going to have a night where they're not shooting 67% right from the field.
And against a team with some bigs, that could be a real
cost
problem.
Them. But yeah. I do think Villanova's, if I had to pick a favorite right now, I think that might be my one. You know, I like Kansas, but Kansas will be away from home. And then North Carolina, they beat the hell out of Virginia, who's a pretty decent team, and they just clowned them. I think that's probably the four I would have as number one seeds right now, although they're working their way into that conversation.
Their last four in, see if you would have these in your bracket. Syracuse, Tennessee, TCU, Clemson.
I don't think I'll have Clemson in. TCU's in. I think Syracuse is in for sure.
And their first four out, Kansas State, Georgia Tech, Wichita State, Georgetown.
I don't think Georgetown is that close. And I think Kansas State is probably in for me. Who was the other one you said, Wichita?
Wichita and Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech's probably going to be that one who's the final decision, you know, or they in or out. I think Wichita's in if it started up today.
They have Arizona actually as a 3 seed. Their 2 seeds are Oregon, Louisville, Florida State, Baylor.
I'll take Arizona, Louisville, Oregon, and Baylor.
Okay. So you have them over Florida State?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Arizona's they're rising. And Florida State's not. I'd say Florida's a 3 seed. I'd say Duke's probably a 3 seed.
Yeah, they're 3 seeds, Kentucky, Florida, Duke, Arizona.
Kentucky, yeah. So, UCLA is the other one that would be interesting. And man, Butler with a good win this weekend, too. Although Butler played DePaul.
Well, you got these nailed. West Virginia, UCLA, Purdue, and Butler are their 4 seeds.
Okay. Well, Butler played DePaul this weekend, and they were up by 22, I think, with about a minute to go. And a bunch of crazy things happened, including a DePaul 3-pointer at the buzzer. That ended up being a 16-point win for Butler. The line was 17. So if you were a Butler
Okay. A couple people asking, do you have anything on West Virginia UT tonight?
Man, I don't know. 15.5 points is a lot. Texas is still what's the date today? It's the 20th?
20th of February.
Texas has still not won a game outside the Irwin Center, and West Virginia is one of the toughest road trips you can make. West Virginia's lost twice at home this year. They're extremely good on the road or at home. I'd like to say that West Virginia will smash them, but God, 15.5.
That's a lot of points, and it doesn't take much to get a couple late threes to cover something like that, even when you've been dominated. What about 142.5 for the over-under? Nothing.
No, because I just don't know what's going to happen to Texas. I don't know. Because I could see Texas scoring 60 points in this game, just getting blown out, you know, 50 points. If West Virginia presses hard, but I also know that Texas is playing for their coach's job, basically. So, I don't know. That's a tough game for me. I'm not touching it. If I had to, I'd be on West Virginia.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Man, I was going through a bunch of stuff today, and I've been, you know, watching some TV, and everybody's doing these Mount Rushmores. This is how clueless I am. I didn't realize it was President's Day, so that's why everybody has to have Mount Rushmore of this, Mount Rushmore of that. But you know those things drive me crazy anyway. I'm not a fan of them.
Right.
But, yeah, everybody was doing them. Like, even Hair Nation, I was listening to on Sirius, did their Rushmore of hair bands, and we're playing, you know, songs from all four of them, which at first I kind of disagreed with it, and then I started looking and going, that's probably the best four. 713-780-3776. What the hell happened with Matt Mitrione?
Matt Mitrione caught the kidney stones. Pretty bad timing, but when
didn't that happen to him on the other side in the UFC? Somebody had to pull out at the last minute?
Maybe so. I feel like that was maybe the case, but one thing I know about Matt is Matt's a tough dude. He wanted this fight. It was a big moment for him. It's the biggest name he would have ever fought against.
Oh, he was really excited when we talked to him at the Super Bowl.
And I also know that Matt's not scared of things. So, like, there were people saying that Matt got scared at the last minute. I don't think that happens. That's not him. But I will say those kidney stones, apparently, I've never dealt with them. Apparently, they're no joke.
I've had them before. It is almost the second most painful thing I've ever had
to endure. You couldn't fight a human while
dealing
with him.
I could barely walk.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, then yeah, he's and I'm sure it is the case. I mean, like I said, I got the sense the guy couldn't wait to get in the ring. So, yeah, kidney stones suck. Other than the ball thing, it's the most painful deal I've ever dealt with. Somebody wanted to know who was the hair band's Rushmore. It was Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Poison and Bon Jovi. And my first thought was, what's Poison doing there? But then I kind of looked at the other ones like, eh, by the definition of hair band, they sure had a bunch of hits.
I don't know that I think of like Bon Jovi as a hair band, really.
See, I don't either. But I couldn't really find good ones to replace them with.
Yeah, that's tough.
Whoever wants to know, you think Shaka could get fired this year?
It wouldn't shock me. I don't think they should. I think they should give him one more year, but he's starting to get into that Charlie Strong territory where it's like, okay, you're going to improve? You're going to show us anything?
Well, in basketball, it doesn't take that long. You just need a couple players.
Well, they're worse than they were when Rick Barnes left. So that's problematic. And it's a – obviously, the way Shaka Smart had his success was playing hardcore defense and the, you know, wear the other team out. And right. It takes a special kind of player to do that. And it's not always the five-star athletes who are willing to play that kind of ball. And I just don't know if he's found the right mix of players yet, but it's not working. So I don't know that they'll fire him, but it's going to be one of those situations where when they talk to him at the end of the season and they say, dude, you were one of the favorites to win the Big 12, and you're basically the worst team in the Big 12, that's going to be a problem.
Sometimes it's just not a fit, you know, and maybe he's not a fit there. It's not that easy of a place to win, to be perfectly honest with you, because it's not a basketball school. And Rick Barnes was able to do really well there because he kind of got that, and he was able to recruit well and had a good run there for a while. And I just don't know. It's another one where you got to get the right guy. Maybe he's it, maybe he's not. But
I don't know.
I'd like to see him going a little bit more. I'd like to see him moving forward. That's all. Everybody mentioning Def Leppard and Whitesnake. I would take Whitesnake over Bon Jovi because I don't really consider them a hair band. Def Leppard I like, but man, every single song of theirs sounds exactly the same. I mean, it really does. People get mad when I say that, but you don't even know whether it's Hysteria or Pour Some Sugar on Me or whatever. It's all the same. Every single song. 713-780-ESPN. Lamont says, you remember asking all of us if GNR was a hair band. Well, I'm just going with the ones they play on the channel. So,
yeah, I don't know if GNR is a hair band either. It's hard to – mostly when I think of hair band, I think of like hokey band. Like, I mean, I guess Guns N' Roses, they may have lasted a little bit past the hair band.
Yeah.
Phase. Like when all the other ones died, they lasted like maybe another year.
Yeah, but I don't really consider them a hair band either because I actually think they were – kind of an all-around rock band. I think they were more talented than that. I that's part of it. Part of the whole hair band thing is it implies that you were a certain, like, Warrant.
Right.
Or, you know, Winger.
I think the best way to describe a hair band is, and this is why I don't know if Bon Jovi falls into that category, did your band die when Nirvana showed up? Because basically every hair band died when Nirvana showed up. That's sort of a good gauge. Like,
of course, they're all making the comeback now.
Right. Yeah. But now, listen.
That's because everybody's dead.
Kurt Cobain's head got blown off. Yeah. So all the grunge guys died. So now these hairband guys are like, hey, we can come back now.
So he says, you're not going far back enough on Def Leppard. The early stuff doesn't sound quite the same. Their first album doesn't sound the same. Everything else, exactly alike. They all sound just like this. You can't even name the song. There's like 20 of them that all were hits. All right.
Name that tune.
This is Pour Some Sugar.
Yeah,
on me,
it
right?
is. It is. You didn't have to guess that right.
Oh,
name
know.
That tune.
No, I don't know.
Hysteria.
Ding, 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 ding.
Play another one.
Photograph.
Yeah, man.
Ding, ding, ding.
See, Fred knows them all.
I know, but I'm a dork.
Oh, are they playing Shake That Bear on television?
Oh, my God. Are they really? No, there's a dead bear, and there's somebody standing behind him. It's a guy. Oh, it's a new one.
Two guys.
Oh, it's a threesome with a bear.
Shit.
What is this doing?
And they just high-fived, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think we know where this is going.
One in the front, one in the back. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Shake that bear.
Oh, God, you
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's go to the HR&P listener line for Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
Danny boy.
Hey, guys. Yay. Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so big question for you. I'm a diehard UT fan. Have watched, you know, Mac and Rick their last era start crumbling down there towards the end. And then we bring in these guys who are supposed to have these high expectations and strong and Shaka, and they're not living up to it. So I want to know, do you think it's just really bad fit for the coaches? Do you think there's a bigger problem with the athletic department? You know, what's your thoughts here? I hang up and listen. Thanks.
I think, honestly, the biggest problem, at least with the Charlie Strong hire, was they took someone who maybe all his success could have been attached, and in hindsight can be attached to one player. And maybe they thought Charlie Strong was capable of doing that again. And the reality is he just had a really great quarterback when he was at Louisville. And that gave him some success.
That was his entire career.
You could argue the same thing is happening with Kevin Sumlin. You know, Kevin Sumlin with Johnny Manziel did some great things.
Well,
Kevin Sumlin since Johnny Manziel has left.
Well, take it back a little farther. Kevin Sumlin with Case Keenum,
yeah.
He did great, but when Keenum got hurt, they had a losing record. And, yeah, that's...
I don't know what... As far as how basketball translates, the VCU thing, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I think VCU is... They had a certain system, and it got them to a Final Four. It did some really impressive things. I also think that maybe... When you think back to when they made that Final Four was 4 years before Texas decided to hire him. Maybe I don't really know. I think that Shock is a good coach, but I think it takes a special kind of player to want to play that style. And it's not necessarily the kind of players who are coming to Texas, I guess is one way to put it.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, happy Monday. Hope you're staying dry. Hope nobody's killing you on the roads.
Because I would say so far, Texas defensively, you would not say it's havoc like it was back at VCU. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes when guys get better talent, it doesn't translate into better results. No. And that may be the case here.
Well, and not only that, I mean – Shaka won 20 games at Texas last year, and it took them to the tournament. They're not going to the tournament this year. They're not going to get anywhere near 20 wins. They've
regressed.
They're a bad basketball team. So that's the concern, is that they're getting worse. Thinking back, going back to that, and by the way, this will be the first time since his first year at VCU that Shaka Smart's not going to make the tournament. Now, the problem is, with the exception of that 2011 Final Four, he's never made it past the second round of the tournament. So I don't know if he's as great as everyone thinks he is. They did have success when they transferred from the Colonial to the Atlantic 10, which is commendable, but it just hasn't translated into success at Texas.
Really, other than Abe Lemons had a pretty good run, but was never... You know, they were never great under Abe Lemons. They were just consistent. Barnes had a pretty good run.
Oh, well, and Barnes also recruited
players that Texas never had gotten before.
Yeah, he recruited players that were a different level than Texas had ever gotten before. It started with T.J. Ford, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Kevin Durant. I mean, those players.
And then he was recruiting guys that were considered that caliber that didn't pan out. Like the little point guard from Canada who was supposed to be so good.
Corey Joseph.
No, it wasn't Corey Joseph. It was because I think Thomas and him came in the same class, and they were both supposed to be superstars, and I'm totally blanking on his name. Had a weird first name. And he wound up being nothing. Somebody will remember.
But he recruited Avery Bradley. He recruited Jordan Hamilton, who is a player. You know, Tristan Thompson, Miles Turner. I mean, he got a lot of good players, and he got a lot of players that before Rick Barnes was there were leaving Texas and going out of state. They were going to North Carolina or Duke or places like that, and he was able to hold on to some of them.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, there's players here, but there's still. At this time, most of them are still going off to other places if they're that good.
Yeah.
Let's try Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Sports or whatever it is for today.
Sports-ish.
I love your show. I did not catch the question or what was the before I get to my sports takes, what was the topic or question about the 80s hair band? Where did y'all segue into that?
Oh, it was just I was whining about everybody doing Rushmores today, and I forgot it was President's Day, and that's why, because I heard him do it this weekend on Hair Nation on Sirius.
But I got you. Anyway, hey, real quick, I got a couple things. One about y'all's binge-watching and the hair bands. So I'm a huge rock and roll guy. I haven't outgrown my rock and roll yet, 49 years old. Whoever said the definition about a hair band being obsolete after Nirvana is correct, but I will throw a caveat because my favorite band that is not a hair band is so talented, but was just kind of one of these misunderstood bands is Extreme. Just a phenomenal band. I feel they're still kicking. I think they're going to have a CD out later this year, but without a doubt, just a phenomenal band. But I love the definition. I would agree with it, except for the fact that Extreme is still a phenomenal band. And then in terms of binge watching. I've been getting into Colony. I don't know if you guys have watched that or have gotten hooked on that series. It's on, I think, CW or whatever, but pretty good show to catch. I'm assuming you guys have seen Breaking Bad, and that's kind of the standard to watch anything.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a standard, but it's one of the. If it's on CW, it's going to be hard for me to watch it. I'm not big on network TV, and even the good shows, they have too many of them.
I saw, I think one of my next shows, we put it in our to watch list, is Frontier.
I haven't heard of that.
It has the guy from Aquaman. What's that guy's name? John, what's that big, Jason Momoa. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. He was Khal Drogo.
Yeah. It's got him in it, and supposedly it's about okay, and now I'm going to ask you again. What's that other movie that came out like a year or two ago that had DiCaprio in it where he was like the fur trader?
The Revenant?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's supposedly like that area, that in that sort of thing, like they're pelt traders and stuff like that. So I think it's like the Revenant meets Aquaman, so I'm going to watch that.
Interesting. Kabongo is who I was trying
Mike
to think
Kabongo,
of. Yeah, because
okay.
He was supposed
NYCK.
To be. He was supposed to be really good.
He was pretty damn good. There were a lot of guys though who I'm with you. Maybe just didn't reach their full potential of what they were expected to do at Texas, and he's probably on that list. Yeah.
And he was talking about Extreme. I think, yeah, they're a hair band, but I don't think they would have made my top. Eight. I like them, but I don't know. I guess if you take away the bands that were successful and I keep thinking of them as like one and two and three hit wonders.
Yeah.
To me, it's like Cinderella and White Lion and bands like that. Those are hair bands, but they were going by their standard of what they play. If that's all they played, nobody would listen to that channel. So there's that.
You know, we should try to get Kirk Bowles on from the Statesman, who just wrote a pretty good article about Shaka Smart and what's gone wrong and why Shaka Smart isn't owning what's happening this season. He might be a good guy to talk to, but
yeah, let's get him on.
But they do. I mean, regardless of what's happening this year, you would think a team that's 10 and 18 or whatever they are now, they've got a top 10 recruiting class. Including a four-star point guard. So it's not.
You can't develop them, though.
That's going to be the issue. Can they develop these guys? So, all right, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. the seasons are changing. We're going to start spending more time outdoors soon if it stops raining. And the place to go to get yourself ready, Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway. They can do it with a carved stone overlay, which gives you the look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to put actual real stone down. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, no worries. They'll build it from the ground up. Whether you want to do a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy with the outdoor kitchen and the patio cover, they can take care of it all. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com.
Who doesn't have an iPhone or an Android?
Yeah,
what
I know.
Every
time I read that, I'm like, well.
Windows phone. Some people have a Windows phone.
And you can't hear our.
I guess it's not available in their app store.
Okay.
What about a burner phone?
I guess you can't do that either.
You can't stream anything on that. I remember I had to buy a burner phone when I was in Vegas.
I remember that.
When my phone got stolen and. It is so hard to text. You get so spoiled having all the letters that when you have to type, like you have to push a button 4 times
like
to make
T9?
An S.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough life. I don't know how the pilgrims did it.
Yeah, that is that was a rough weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was more than a weekend. It was like 6 days I was out there.
Yeah. Well,
my phone got stolen the first night.
And I had to, because you needed another ticket. So I had to give you my ticket, but you couldn't get in touch with me.
Yeah.
That was really weird. That whole thing was a mess. All right. I'm going to give something away real quick, and then we'll do our gem of the day. And I'll let AJ pick which one because I've got two of them I like. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. And this is a big night. It's a Maxam Gold Cup night. To join me in the special ESPN section, you get a complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win. This Saturday, February 25th from 6 until 8, free handicapping contest races 3 through 8. The winner of that gets 4 finish line box seats for those March 3rd Camel and Ostrich races, which everybody loves, or Ostrich races, as it says on here. The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park. We'll take caller 15. Make sure you're free Saturday night and you want to come out and catch some horse racing and a really, really good card. All right, so I'm going to give you your choice.
What are my choices here?
We have a college backlash from the Asian American community over the name of a team. Or we have a teacher who was having student sex and then became a stripper.
Let's go with that one.
Okay, so here we go.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Paddock Jeweler gem of the day.
So Mary Beth Haglin is a former substitute teacher who was fired from her job after having an inappropriate relationship with a student.
How old was the student? How old was she?
17 years old. She was 24. So I don't know where she was where 17 wasn't legal.
Not in the great state of Texas, I'll tell you that.
It really, I don't know. Because
but I still think even though you're not allowed, like even if they're legal, you're not allowed to bang your students. That's like a...
Well, she was sentenced to serve 90 days in jail. But after she was fired and lost her substitute job, she went on Dr. Phil, shared her story, and basically she was told not to have contact with the kid. So she became a stripper. Guess who came to visit her? The student.
Oh.
So now she's going to get 90 days in jail. We'll have to pay a $625 fine.
Because he showed up at her strip club?
She wasn't supposed to see him.
But that's...
Well, she... Come on, she wasn't chasing him away. She was obviously encouraging him.
Okay, I was going to say, because if you have like a restraining order, and then someone shows up, like if I got a restraining order against you, and then I knocked on your door, it's not like you would be in trouble because I showed up, and you're close to me.
This is the court wanting those two not to be together, and obviously he still wanted... Well, regardless...
Let love blossom, court.
You know what her stripper name was?
Blossom.
Bambi.
Oh, damn.
But 10 years on the sex offender registry list.
Oh.
Because of this.
No.
See, that's the kind of thing that bothers me. I don't consider that a sex offender. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean,
no, I don't like that.
I'm against that. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Can I share the other one? Because I'd like to see if Jong was offended by this.
I saw this.
Were you offended by it?
I kind of skimmed it.
Okay.
Were they Asian?
It does not say whether they were Asian or not.
Yeah, I couldn't find that either.
Okay. Well, what happened was they were having a kind of a date night for one of these fraternity sorority things, right? And they had all kinds of games going on. Well, apparently a fraternity member and his date called their beer pong team Viet Pong. They dressed in camouflage gear with war paint, which I'm sorry, I think it's kind of funny, but the Asian Pacific Student Coalition and Vietnamese Student Association. Why would the Vietnamese not be part of the Asian? Well, whatever. Decried the actions and accused because basically they were offended by this. Because it's a reference to the Viet Cong.
I mean, was the Viet Cong a real thing?
Well, it was North Vietnam. Yeah, that was the bad guys for North Vietnam.
Okay.
But it's not...
How can you be offended because it's a real thing?
I thought it was funny. But I'm not Asian, so...
Well, I'm guessing they were offended because they killed a bunch of people and, you know, they're commies.
Yeah.
I guess so. The political background... I guess you're not allowed to dress up and be like the Hitler Pong team and...
The political background and attire associated with the Viet Cong should not be treated as a joke and adorned so casually. The ignorance of our history is representative of the overarching issue of stereotyping and misrepresenting the Asian community without consequences. How do you feel about that, John? Were you misrepresented without consequences?
I mean, I'm personally not offended by it. One, because I'm not Vietnamese, and two, because
you're
going to have a little half Vietnamese kid.
Maybe I should ask her if she was offended by that. But no, I think I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people in Halloween that's going to dress up as Kim Jong-un's brother that got killed or that girl that did the killing. I mean, that doesn't offend me.
I don't know. People get offended too easily, I think.
832 says student-teacher relationships are illegal even if the student is 18. That's high school, I'm assuming, not college.
Yeah, like once you're paying for college, I think it's okay. It's still usually frowned upon by, I would guess, by the university.
Theoretically, but they all do it.
Yeah. All?
Well, not me when I was there, but
sure.
I know a bunch of them who
did. Did you have your chances?
Of course.
And you passed?
Yes.
Even when you were single?
I wasn't single when I was teaching.
Oh, okay.
That's why. All right, we're going to take a very quick break.
That wasn't that long ago.
Well, no, that was like, going 4 or 5 years ago now.
Huh.
It's longer than that, too, even. I feel like it was...
God, I don't even remember when it was, but it was before... I guess it's been... It was 2010 and 11 that I did it.
Oh, I thought it was...
Maybe 11, 12... No, 2009 and 10, yeah.
9 and 10, yeah. Like, so when I met you.
Yeah.
And I know you had just got married when I met you.
So, yeah.
So no. I didn't know if you had any time before that where...
No, because I only taught for 2 years. And okay. Then I got... So sick of the administration down there, I was going to kill myself if I kept doing it. So.
Okay.
All right.
One other thing about this beer pong thing. Yeah. If you're attending something at a frat house, the people attending, why are you offended? Like, I bet you there's a lot more offensive things there than just the Viet Pongs.
Well, I mean, if it's like a white, if it's a white couple doing it,
no one's there offended by underage drinking.
Well, that's kind of a given.
Oh,
this is more of a hush hush thing.
Nah.
I feel like if you're attending something like this, you should have more of a, it's kind of like going to a comedy show, right?
But not that's not how colleges are anymore.
Yeah.
You can't do anything at a college.
Yeah, safe spaces.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.